Hey, what it is, what's up? Here we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bold Journeys podcast. I am your humble hostess, T the Queen B, also known as the Mindset Midwife. Shout out to Jesus, my homeboy. Where would we be without him? I also want to shout out our amazing sponsors. Brownlings Trucking, your premier shipping and logistics partner. Count on Brownlings to deliver quality no matter the quantity. And ZMG, the Zakia Smiles Group, a premier luxury PR and concierge agency dedicated to providing exceptional services to discerning clients. Please note, the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the viewpoints of our sponsors. Y'all, we are still here. We are still holding. We made it to season 5, episode 17. Yes, 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 get into it. Fabulous Friday feeling, Freedom Friday, all of the things. Friday fresh for success, blessed by the best, bringing you nothing but the best in motivation, inspiration, and empowerment information for your life, love, relationships, hardships, and lordship. Yes, I said lordship. See, you don't even know you're a ruler. You're out of control because you don't know that you're in control. That's why you need to tune in. This season, we're centering on bold journeys in self-care, specifically soul care. I want to get your mind right, your money right, get your life path right, so everything is all right. Speaking of life path, I have something wonderful, something special for my ladies. Starting in June, the second Saturday of each month, I'm going to be hosting my Leading Ladies Masterclass so my sister queens can learn, live, and lead. Join us, ladies, June 10th at 10 a.m. Eastern. We will gather on Google Meet for sound biblical instruction to navigate your life and level up your ministry. Now, let's get into the episode. I have to give a nod of the crown to another queen on today. The queen that said, physical strength in a woman, that's what I am. The queen that said, my greatest beauty secret is being happy with myself. It's a mistake to think you are what you put on yourself. I believe that a lot of how you look has to do with how you feel about yourself and your life. I know you love that. I wish I could take credit for it, but that's not mine. That is the queen of rock and roll herself, Tina Turner. The one, born Anna Mae Bullock in Brownsville, Tennessee. I was first exposed to Tina Turner from my aunt Tina, who loved her. For her music, her style, and of course because they shared the same name and just so happened to be the same age. In fact, I don't know of any other music that my Aunt Tina actually purchased with her own money except Tina Turner albums. As a kid, I thought Tina Turner was so cool. Also a little weird with the hair, but of course I love that red lipstick and those heels. And as an older teen and young adult, I could appreciate the pain in her story, the drama, the courage, the triumph. So today, in honor of our queen that has gone on, Miss Tina Turner, I'm going to share some pearls of wisdom that she left for us. Y'all, I literally just said to Mr. B the other day, I think it's awful that we dig up all of these gems and all of this wisdom that these legends leave for us when they're dead. Perhaps we're not listening close enough while they're still with us. But with that, let me share some of Miss Tina. She says, I believe that if you'll just stand up and go, life will open up for you. I love that. I love that because many of us have this warped idea of success. And quite frankly, for me, the term self-made as a true believer that I am, makes my skin crawl. Because I know that it is in Him that we live, move, and have our being. And the Him that I speak of is God. By now, you all know Jesus is my jam. That's why I rock with Him the way I do 100%. And the average idea of self-made, self-built success, I feel is a slap in the face to the Creator and the one who sacrificed so we could live. But Miss Tina Turner highlighted something for me in her going on. And in my research of her, I found something wonderful that she said. She says, I'm self-made. I always wanted to make myself a better person because I was not educated. But that was my dream, to have class. Now, I wasn't around when she stated this. I didn't see the interview, nor did I read the article in its full context. In fact, I pulled this from an inspiration and quote database. But it stood out to me blaringly that you can make yourself over. You can give yourself a makeover. Your betterment is self-made. Your elevation is self-made if you apply the principles. No one can do it for you. Even God won't force Himself on you. And at the end of it all, you still have to bow down and realize who made it all possible. So I like that angle of self-made. Thank you for that, Tina. She also said, I didn't have anybody, really, no foundation in life. So I had to make my own way, always from the start. I had to go out in the world and become strong to discover my mission in life. Yes, Miss Tina, I had people, but I was a rebel without a cause. And I too had to go out, become strong, and discover my mission. She also says, sometimes you've got to let everything go. Purge yourself. If you are unhappy with anything, whatever is bringing you down, get rid of it. Because you'll find that when you're free, your true creativity, your true self comes out. I love that. You know, talking about creativity and the true self, that blows my skirt up. I love it. I love it. And this one really hit home. She says, my legacy is that I stayed on course from the beginning to the end because I believed in something inside of me. Oh my goodness. That right there, that pricked my heart, y'all. Because you too have to look inward, not outward, not to be a cheap copy of someone else, not to duplicate something that you've seen, not to regurgitate something that you've heard, but you got to look inside and believe in something inside you. And listen to what the queen said about the next plane, the next phase. She says, this is what I want in heaven. Words to become notes and conversations to become symphonies. That's what she wanted. That's what she wanted for her everlasting. And I love that. I appreciate that. And the only thing that really brings me sadness, aside from the fact that we know another flower has been plucked and is no longer with us, I always take a moment to say, I gotta drill down and make the important things become important again. And I have to seek out this pearls, this wisdom, while folks are still around. And so I say to you, after opening your ears and heart to receive all these gems that Miss Tina left with us and that I just wanted to share and push towards your way, these priceless jewels from a legend gone on, it will be a shame for you to stay in your stuck place. It's time to go higher. It's time to level up. And of course, I would love to guide you on that path to greatness, that path back to the real you, the path inside y'all. Go now to ArtishaBolding.com, click on the Work With Me tab, and let's do this. ArtishaBolding.com, where it's always going up. Speaking of up, we want to keep our listenership up. So don't forget to share this episode. Share. Subscribe to the Bold Journeys podcast on your favorite platform. Subscribe to the Heal Girl YouTube channel while you're at it. So as always, thank you for listening. I love you for listening. Keep sending me love. Keep it up. Keep your head up. Keep your spirit up. Keep your thoughts up only on things above. I love you much. Until next time, holla. Have ideas for the show? Want to send the queen some love? Email us at tboldmedia@gmail.com. That's tboldmedia@gmail.com.